Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. And today I will not be manning up, and I will be sucking all the nutrients out of the economy, as I was accused of doing yesterday by one of our callers. Not certain what that means, but we'll figure it out as we go along. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hotline number is 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM in your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915. North 4th Street in Sunbury is where you'll find the Ford dealership, and on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, the Kia dealership. They are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's just the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who service you from their large truck, body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. And they are a master towing service, second to none, with decades of experience. Learn more about them today at sunburymotors.com on the internet. And well, tonight, folks, is the big night, the State of the Union address from President Joe Biden. We had hoped to have CBS's chief White House correspondent on the air this morning, but unfortunately she was tied up and we weren't able to get her. But there are some big doings coming tonight. Before we get the call to the calls this morning, I do have some unfinished business from yesterday. Of course, our visit from Senator Bob Casey generated a lot of comment, pro and con. One of our listeners said, "Joe, I listened to him with one ear open until he said Biden can run the country. I don't want to call him a name, but when he says that, he loses all credibility in what he has to say. He's not being truthful." And some of our texters said, "The Democrats are attempting to legislate their way into the presidency because they know they can't win a fair and free election. And the party that supported the Klan lynching blacks, Jim Crow laws, segregation, and opposed the Equal Rights Amendment cry racism at the party who didn't." And Chris, going after the black man running for governor of North Carolina as a Republican, that's a typical Democrat move. Stan, you called first this morning. You're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Update on William Way LGBT Community Center.
All right, where is it? Well, first of all, where is it?
they polled it yesterday when they were going to have a vote because I guess they were getting a lot of heat about it, so they polled it. And Fetterman put out a statement about it. He's all whining about it. You know, he supports their values, you know, and what they were doing there. Even though they had fetish parties and stuff there, that was, you know, that was one event. You know, that's no big deal. And he said that he claimed in his statement that the funding is for Democrat values and priorities. So, you know, that went with their values and priorities. Fetish parties.
What is a fetish party? Forgive my naivete, but what is a fetish party? I've never been to one. Don't plan on attending any. Well, then, what are they?
Well, that's where people dress up in, you know, the leather and the whips, and they go out there and, you know, do whatever, and that kind of stuff. You know, the people that like dress up like dogs and, you know, and stuff like that. That's where that kind of thing goes on. So, but that's the kind of stuff they were having there. You know,
okay.
But that's part of the Democrat values and priorities. And
Dressing up like a dog is a Democrat priority?
No. That they support the community center that that allows that stuff.
Okay.
Well, all right, that's part of their priorities.
Well, do people get harmed there? Are they in any way?
No, I agree. They're consenting adults, which, if they want to do that, that's good for them. Let them do it. The thing is, 1 million U.S. tax dollars do not need to go to a community center that allows that, period. But they want to do it, let them fund it themselves.
Do they do that's other all. Things there that benefit the community? For example, do they have a senior citizens night where they offer bingo and free meals or anything like that? Or is this just
It's an LGBT center, so okay. I'm thinking not. So,
well, where is this place
located? It's all about
gay rights
and all, and the trans rights stuff. But irregardless.
Well, where is it located?
It's in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why Casey and Fetterman were the two senators that pushed that earmark. It was an earmark in a spending bill, and there was a Democrat congressman. I'm not sure the name. Starts with a D, I think, but I'm not sure.
So
probably somebody from down around Philly.
They pulled it.
Irregardless, we're $34 trillion in debt. We don't need to spend money on people's fetish areas.
Well, I would agree.
I don't care what else they do.
Yeah, all right. I would tend to agree with you on that. I don't see a valid reason for funding it. And if it's a community, if it's a Philadelphia thing, let Philadelphia support it if they want to.
Exactly. Or the people that use it, let them support it. I don't care. They can do what they want as long as they're not harming other people or children. I don't care. Yeah, it's an adult party for now. But, you know, fetishes, you know, remember, pedophiles are just minor attractive people. Remember that.
Okay.
That's what they're pushing. So,
all right. Well,
we'll leave that at that, okay?
Okay.
But I'm just saying, the funding was removed, which is a good thing. All right? Now, recently...
Who removed the funding, by the way? Just out of curiosity, who removed the funding? The Democrats, or this was a...
Yeah, well, no, I think according to the statement that Casey and Fetterman pulled the request.
Oh, they pulled their request. Okay.
Yeah, because of, you know, the procedural things down there. It's either get voted down on the Senate floor or they pull it.
Okay.
And then they can go fight again another day. Whatever.
Gotcha. All right.
So recently, Joni Ernst from Iowa, I think it's Iowa, senator, tried to get a bill. It's a redundant bill, which, you know, it doesn't need to happen because there's already laws that say that, you know, if a person in this country illegally commits a crime, they're supposed to be detained by ICE and deported, correct?
Right, that's true.
Okay, she tried to get a bill into the Senate again, and Dick Durbin, the majority whip, or whatever they're called there, said no, he's going to allow it for a floor vote. And it was said that to require ICE to detain people that cause death or serious injury to anybody else in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in sanctuary cities like New York City, they never call ICE because that's why they're sanctuary. You know, they consider themselves, we're not going to deal, you know, cooperate with the feds to have these people picked up and deported because we said they could come here and do whatever. And they don't prosecute them there. They turn them loose on no cash bail. And then you have the Lake and Riley, you know, situation down there in Georgia because the guy that murdered her, I'm sorry, allegedly murdered her, came from New York and he had been arrested twice up there.
Well, you know, they don't actually put people in jail in New York. They just pat them on the fanny and say, have a nice day.
Well, it seems to be that way, but, you know, crime is down. You know, according to crime statistics,
well,
are
sure,
down.
When you don't arrest anybody,
Mr. Biden.
When you don't arrest anybody and you don't prosecute them, man, that looks great. Nobody's being arrested here. Nobody's committing any crimes.
Yet you it's see, also when you don't report it, Joe.
You see pictures on the I can't tell you how many videos I've seen on the YouTube of people breaking into stores covered in masks and stealing stuff, and people just stand there looking at them. There's one where a black guy, and I don't know it has anything to do with his race, but that's just a descriptor. He was ripping demonstration phones off of an Apple iPhone store and then walked out. And people are standing there looking at him like, well, this is normal.
Well, that's because in New York City, I think that was in New York City. I've seen that video. I'm not sure where it was, but I'm thinking New York City or L.A., one or the other. If people would have stepped in to stop that guy, they would have been arrested for assault.
Yeah,
and the guy
so.
That was robbing and stealing would have been let go. That's
okay.
The state of the criminal justice system in this country in certain areas.
Well,
I seen a video. I think it was out west. I'm thinking Arkansas or Oklahoma is where it happened.
some guy went into Home Depot and loaded his cart up with a bunch of Milwaukee cordless tools, which ain't cheap. You know, he probably had a couple $1,000 worth of tools in his shopping cart and just walked out the door.
Yeah.
Well, the shoppers in there had enough. They followed him, and I guess one of them must have called the cops or whatever, but eventually they stopped him. They knocked his cart over, and he grabbed one piece and started walking away, and they told him to drop it, and finally he dropped it and just walked away. Whether he got arrested or not, I don't know. But the shoppers are fed up because all that does is raises everybody else's prices.
Sure, no argument. Well, we'll give you the last word. We have two other callers, and I'm going to have to take a break coming up here before too long.
Oh, one thing I said, New York Post, March 5th, 2024, they have a report, an article and a report that came out that EVs release more toxic emissions into the atmosphere than gas-powered cars because of the tire wear and brake wear on those heavy vehicles.
Okay.
So y'all have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too. Thanks, Dan. And one of our emailers says that Fetterman has opted not to support the center that Stan was talking about. So we'll see whether or not that's true. Bob, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Concerning, like, the State of the Union, of course, like, with the political process, of course, if you know, the president is going to address the issues and that. But as far as the form of government that we have, like, one man doesn't run everything. I mean, I spoke with Merle Phillips years ago about, you know, the process of government and committees and getting bills to be signed and all this, and then, you know, eventually getting signed or not signed. And how can people say that one man runs the United States, just like you with
Yeah, but Bob, you're missing the point.
You're the mayor, but you have a council that deals with issues.
This isn't the...
So it's like a team effort.
Yeah, but this isn't the issue with the State of the Union address. The State of the Union address is supposed
to
be...
No, but at least it's a chance, for the president to, address the issues of not necessarily just the party, but the state of the whole country.
Well, unfortunately, that's not what happens. Mostly these are political events these days. For example, you brought up a topic that I was going to mention. Lake and Riley's parents were invited, I guess, to make a political point, and they wisely declined to attend, as did Vladimir Zelensky's wife. She was invited to attend also to make a point, and she declined. So, you know, I think when in the old days, I can remember when the State of the Union address was just that, where the president talked about internal and external threats, talked about problems, challenges, and opportunities, without smearing the other party and making them into some kind of demon, but apparently that's not the way we roll these days.
All right. Thank you for the information.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Take care, Bob. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning.
I would like to talk about the Casey interview yesterday.
Fair enough.
But maybe we'll get into some details, but with the time allotment, you know, it has to be summarized somewhat. But two statements that he made that I would like to bring up was interesting. And then basically because you did let me know that you might know Bob Casey on a more personal basis, right?
Well, I've worked with him.
Like, you talked to him on the phone about, mostly doing with the bypass.
Well, we're not personal friends. I get a Christmas card from him every year, and, you know, we've worked together in the bypass project.
You know him a lot more than I do. But would you say that the BS comment was out of character for him, or does he throw that around?
No, he doesn't. Bob doesn't curse or swear that I've heard him, but he's a frank individual.
Let me
answer your question. I asked him a question I knew was provocative. I know how he felt, and I asked him about Senator Marco Rubio, who came out and with a very strong statement denounced the bipartisan border bill.
May I, Joe?
Yeah, go
That's
ahead.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
Right. So rather than you filibustering, you do say I'm part of the program now. So that's what I wanted to get at, that it's out of character. And what brought him out of character was the Marco Rubio statement. And I am literally proud of my coworker, Joe McGranahan, for bringing that up.
Well, I mean, it's an interview. We as I said at the outset or after the interview, we have to we agree that topics that we will cover, but not specific questions. So.
Right. So going on, you know, that's not my main point, but you went on to say that Rubio basically accused the Biden of leaving illegals in here to bolster the Democratic voting bloc, just basically summarizing so we can get on.
Joe, hold on one second. What he pointed out in there was that someone said to him, the interviewer for Marco Rubio said there is no pathway to citizenship here. And Marco Rubio said, oh, you're wrong. There definitely is. In 1 year, you can get a green card. In 4 years, you can apply for citizenship if you have your green card and you're here that long.
And that's not my point. My point is that when he said there's a lot of BS going on down in D.C.,
right?
He says, and part of that is, I'm telling you the truth, because he says, those people are lying. That's what he said. This is the point I'm trying to make as part of his comment, that if you can pull it up or that, then know it verbatim. This is the part I want to talk about.
Okay.
And this is what the Democrats do. He accused whoever, he didn't mention Rubio, but he was talking about that statement and that interview, and he says there's a lot of BS going on down there in D.C. Those people are lying to you. Listen to what I'm saying. I am the truth. I mean, that's part of my editorializing, but if you have the exact quote on that, that's just the Democrat mantra through and through. Don't believe what I hear. Don't believe anybody else. Don't believe a Republican who has a different idea, you know, than Marco, which you even changed your mind on. You know, that when you heard that, you're like, yeah, this doesn't make as much sense as the mainstream media is pouring out to us. I'm glad I heard Marco Rubio's interview. I think it was Tapper, right? So
right.
That's the statement I was trying to get through to the end on that. But secondly, was this about, he mentioned that the contrast of how the Border Patrol Union supported the bill, right?
Right.
And then he said that the Republicans and Donald Trump killed the bill. And that does look like an opposite, you know, that you think that that they would go together, right?
Well, what he
but
did,
if
what
listen
he...
to the interview, he mentions the real reason that the Border Patrol supported it was, we're going to hire more people, we're going to bolster the union. And I was in a union, big and small, and when that news comes across that the feds are going to put money into your union and hire people in your union, you're voting for that. You're supporting that. I don't care what the outcome is. I don't care if you secure the border or not. They weren't thinking about securing the border when they supported the Biden or that bill. They were thinking about, we're getting more union members and we're getting more money.
Well, he pointed out the fact that they support Donald Trump. The union supports Donald Trump,
right,
who is opposed to the bill, but the union also, or rather the border guards also supported that bipartisan bill.
Right. They didn't support it because they were going to secure the border. They were going to support it for exactly what,
right,
Bob Casey does. And you know the Democrats support the a union, and they work together. Just look at the teachers' unions, how they feed off of each other with money and power. That's what they're doing there. The union leadership at that point, when Bob Casey revealed the real reason why the union, the Border Patrol, is supporting that bill, is the union leadership sees, bang, money, power. So, and I'm sure they're dwindling, and if people aren't wanting to, you know, join the Border Patrol or get involved in it, like the police, that's the real reason. That's the part where there are certain callers that don't want to dig below the very surface and believe Bob Casey wants to stop fentanyl after he's been in office down there for who knows, I don't even know how many years he's been down there and has done basically nothing. I know that, you know, you and him, you have some respect for him, for after 40-some years he finally got the bypass, you know, moving. But if you think that's impressive, I'm not impressed that much by it, but
as
I'm glad
I said,
doesn't even really affect me that much.
No one did that alone. But he's one of the three heroes, my three heroes in that project. All right, we'll give you the final word. We have to take a break.
All right. I don't look at any real politician as a hero, but
okay.
You may if you wish, Joe. It's your opinion, and it's a free country. You can do that much. All right.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I always appreciate your call.
It's a great platform here this morning.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one. All right, 570-743-9565. The hotlines are open. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. One of our emailers says, kudos to Senator Casey for explaining the border and fentanyl crisis. Also for telling the Republicans who is responsible for corporate greed and shrinkinflation. It's big corporations who want to increase their profits each year. They also buy out other companies to create monopolies. These high prices for food and gasoline are not coming from Bidenomics, as Dan Muser says they are. Signed by the decorating diva. Okay. And one of our other emailers, Gene, says Senator Casey has it all wrong. He and his colleagues need to look in the mirror. Shrinkflation is a direct result of massive government spending. Some businesses are trying to stay competitive. These politicians have not a clue what is involved in running a business. They have obligations to their employees and, in the case of corporations, to their shareholders if they are publicly traded. Most corporations are not, I repeat, are not massive corporations. They're simply small businesses that continue to stay in business and keep afloat. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
It's time to snag the best seat in the house during Shimock's Furniture World's March Markdown Madness. We have comfy recliners to fit every size, and they start as low as $299. Need more room to watch all the buzzer beaters? Get our best-selling sofa with two built-in recliners for just $699. And give style to your TV stand. We have a beauty for just $299. And as always, get free delivery, free setup, and free removal of the old. March Markdown Madness. Right now at Shimock's Furniture World, all new in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S., Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Tournament time. We'll talk about it today. 1 to 3, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, put that Hair Grow stuff on my Christmas wish list, will you, please? Maybe it'll do me some good. We have a couple of emails we didn't get to yesterday, and we'll get to those right now. We'll tell you the phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. Let's see. Can anyone please name one other nation that allows illegal immigration? I'm not aware of any nation on this planet that allows illegal immigration. Why is the United States allowing this? And more importantly, why are Democrats allowing this? I know many Democrats that don't believe in illegal immigration, but just sweep it under the rug. Why? Stand on your convictions and hold lawmakers accountable. 2003, Michael Savage wrote the book Languages, Borders, Cultures, The Liberal Assault on America. I challenge listeners to read the book and watch how it's all unfolded. This book has correctly forecast the past 20 years in America and outlined the previous 40 years that would lead up to the liberal assault. I would challenge all listeners, regardless of your party affiliation, affiliation to read this eye-opener. And another emailer says, NATO was established to confront and suppress Russian aggression into Europe, so we allow the Nord Stream pipeline to be completed, increasing Europe's dependency on Russian energy, enriching the Russian war machine and undermining NATO. Then Biden blocks the exportation of natural gas, further exasperating the situation. The now-enriched Russia invades Ukraine, and we spend money to confront the aggression that we created. I can't believe those in power are that stupid. There has to be another nefarious reason this was allowed to occur. Our government is complicit in all of this turmoil. Until we quit accepting the implausible explanations for its existence, it will continue to lead to our demise. Okay, 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Tonight is the State of the Union message. And I thought it was very interesting that Fox News reporter asked Karine Jean-Pierre whether or not President Biden would be addressing Laken Riley's tragic murder at the hands, allegedly, of an illegal immigrant. And as typical with Karine Jean-Pierre's doublespeak, this was her reply.
President Biden. Thursday night. I know he's got a statement, but what about at the State of the Union?
Look, let me, I do want, this is such a tragic story and obviously situation. this is someone's life that was lost, so I do want to always acknowledge and extend our deepest condolences to her family and to her friends and the people who loved her. And so want to always be sure to say that, and because it's so tragic. I don't have anything to share about the president's speech as it relates to that particular question that you have, but we, you know, we want to always, always be sure that we lift up the families who have lost their loved ones in that way. And I would reiterate, you just asked me about the Border Patrol chief. The president was just there with the current chief, Owens. The president went to the border, obviously, Brownsville, Texas, to lift up the importance of doing something at the border. And I would be remiss if I did not continue to say that Republicans rejected a bipartisan proposal that came out of the Senate. And so if they truly, truly cared about what was going on at the border, if they truly cared about this immigration policies and trying to fix that, trying to move forward in a step, in a way where we have a tough and fair law, they would work with us on it. They wouldn't listen to the former president, who is clearly telling them to reject, telling Republicans to reject it for their for his own political gain. And that's shameful. That's truly shameful. Katsalina.
Well, I did point out that the I don't know who invited Laken Riley's parents to the State of the Union meeting tonight, but apparently congressmen and senators are allowed to invite people. I don't know how many folks can be crammed into the House chamber and the visitors gallery. But quite a few apparently are been invited tonight, and most of them are politically inclined one way or the other to make some kind of point. But Volodymyr Zelensky's wife was also invited, and she will not attend. But, you know, grappling with negative approval ratings and trailing former President Trump in the latest polling average of their general election rematch, President Biden has a golden opportunity to try to turn the narrative around with 8 months to go until the November showdown. The high-stakes primetime moment comes tonight when the president will deliver a greatly anticipated and closely watched State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. It's going to be a moment that's incredibly important to him, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters yesterday. He's looking forward to talking about the accomplishments that he's made in the last 3 years and also the vision that he has for the country. With it far from certain that the president and Trump will face off, or with it far from certain that the president and Trump will face off in the general election debates in the autumn, the speech may deliver Biden his largest national audience between now and the November election. It's not clear whether Biden will directly mention his Republican challenger in an address that will be repeatedly edited and fine-tuned until the moment the president arrives on Capitol Hill. But Biden re-election campaign communications Director Michael Tyler, pointing to the rematch with Trump, emphasized Tuesday that, quote, I think the State of the Union address is going to serve as another moment to further cement the choice in this election for the American electorate at large, unquote. At 81, Biden is the oldest president in the nation's history, and polls indicate a majority of Americans harbor serious questions about his physical and mental abilities to handle another 4 years in the White House. Longtime Republican strategist Colin Reed, pointing to, quote, a series of misguided decisions, unquote, including the decision by the president not to conduct a Super Bowl interview when you've got the largest built-in audience you're ever going to get. The pressure is mounting on Biden to demonstrate that voter concerns about his age are somehow not as bad as people think. The stakes are high going into a speech that normally washes out in the next day's news cycle, Reid emphasized. And here's what he said that's very interesting. But because people view President Biden as this creaky, rickety, frail human being, and voters have deep concerns and reservations about his ability to perform the job, this event has taken on heightened importance that otherwise would not exist. Reid is a presidential campaign veteran who most recently was a top advisor to a super PAC supporting former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's 2024 nomination challenge against Trump. My suspicion is, he said, that Biden will take it on because he can't avoid it. It's become the overriding factor in the conversation. Asked what the president needs to say in his speech regarding concerns about his age, veteran Democratic consultant Maria Cardona told Fox News that Biden does need to do it in a way that unequivocally transmits a dynamic and robust vibe. Boy, I can hardly wait to see President Biden demonstrating a dynamic and robust vibe. I'm looking forward to that. He has to vibe that age is not an issue. He has to vibe that he might not be young in years, but he is young at heart, and importantly, young and modern in ideas and vision for the future. A Democratic National Committee member, Cardona, said, who actually did tours of duty on multiple presidential campaigns, she added that Biden needs to make the point that, quote, the American electorate will be better off with him because of his wisdom, because of his experience, because of his understanding of what's at stake than the other guy, who is a dangerous existential threat, not just to our democracy, but to our rights and to our freedoms. 570-743-9565. We have one call pending, and we invite you to call us at that number or email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We have to take a quick break to stay on schedule, but we'll be back with a caller in just a minute on The Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Here's what a patient of Dr. Carl Jenkins has to say about his new dental implants.
Getting the implants as opposed to just the regular dentures was the best move I ever made. Huge difference. They improved my quality of life, basically. Not just a cosmetic thing. I'm really, really happy with it.
Before coming to Dr. Jenkins, his diet was boring, bland, and limited.
Scrambled eggs, mashed potatoes, rice, things of that nature.
But now that he has beautiful and functional implants from Dr. Jenkins.
Since I've got them, I can eat anything I want. I was just at a restaurant, had a huge, big, giant sirloin. I can even eat peanuts, I can eat cashews, everything like that. Huge difference, and it's just changed my life. It's the first time in my whole life where I enjoy going to the dentist. The doctor and his crew are the best people. I love them to death.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Psst. So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up, and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people-friendly, bug-deadly.
Welcome back on The Mark. All right, we have two callers on the line. We'll get to them in order. Chris, you're first up. Good morning. You're on The Mark.
Yeah, boy, I got criticized. Casey got criticized for lying and doesn't seem to care what the Republicans say, I guess. The same person. He can't find any lie there at all. But in any case, the other thing, I didn't mention he was black because it wasn't relevant that he was black. He has these really crazy views. The guy who's running for governor of North Carolina on the Republican ticket, he thinks Jews are running the world. He thinks that Jews really aren't very worthy of anything, and except Israel. He does support Israel.
Well, then he supports Jews. There are a lot of Jews
but
in Israel.
He also doesn't believe there was a Holocaust. He's a Holocaust denier.
Where did you get that, Chris? I tried to look that
denier.
Up. Chris, I tried to look that up, and I couldn't find any place where it says he's a Holocaust denier. Where did you find that? Just so, for my own edification.
I heard him speaking on TV.
And he came out and said he doesn't believe in the Holocaust. That's what he said.
He said the idea that there were 6 million Jews disarmed and marched to their death is pure hogwash.
Pure hogwash.
That's the exact quote.
Man, I didn't see that. I couldn't find that anywhere. Okay.
Well, you should watch, I think it was Monday's Rachel Maddow show.
Oh, well,
watch
yeah,
the
I believe
beginning
her.
Episode of that, of Monday's. And she has the quote. She has him saying it. There was more on last night, where they found new things. He does have a quote that he wants to go back to the time when women didn't have the vote. He said that, but I didn't get the. They didn't give the full quote what he said after that. So I don't know if he mollified that into some kind of minor point he was making to say that or not. So I didn't mention that.
Well, you know, I've looked a lot of, tried to find a lot about Mark Robinson, and I couldn't find that, so.
Well, it's all over the place.
Okay. All right.
I'll send you a link or something.
Okay. I'd like to see it. But,
and,
you know, you've got to curse you.
The guy who said it didn't challenge what I said was accurate, so I assume that he's upset because he actually agrees with those views.
Okay.
But, well, and the Republicans have been lying about the what the bill does that they're trying to pass. It would do a lot of good things. It would hire people to start getting the system cleared out. It would hire people to start having quick decisions on hearing their cases and send some back automatically. But right now the law is, if they come and ask for asylum, you have to give them a hearing. And until that law changes, it's not illegal immigration at all.
Well, you know that Mark Robinson has expressed remorse for any comments he made in the past, so we don't buy that anymore.
Yeah. Don't believe everything I said before this election, because it doesn't count. Right.
So, in other words, once somebody says something, they can never change their mind, never be forgiven,
Did he come out and change his mind? Did he say specifically about which ones he was talking about?
Well, he's running against a Jewish opponent, so I don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, we'll find out, I guess, huh? But he makes what we had running for governor on the Republican ticket look like a choir boy.
Well, like I said, I've been looking up.
You can make up your own mind whether you want the people like that in your party. It's not a lone instance. There's all sorts of those people running on Republican tickets who have such crazy views.
Well, yeah, but you've got to admit,
by my definition, yes.
You've got to admit that the Democrats and liberals treat black conservatives entirely differently than they treat other conservatives. You know, they have their special.
I do.
I honestly believe that. A black conservative is a threat to the Democrats because they believe that all Democrats, as Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Take Scott, for example.
What about him?
And McConnell. I think they got treated the same for being, and Rubio and Cruz for saying what a horrible person Trump was, and then changing their minds when any vote comes around to do anything about it. I don't think they've gotten changed differently. Now, some black people especially are prone to call people Uncle Toms, and on that, it wouldn't even make any sense to call a white person an Uncle Tom. So, yes, on that in that one instance, you're correct.
Well, name me one black conservative that they have praised. One.
Brooke, the guy from Massachusetts.
You're talking about the first black senator in the United States?
That's right.
Like 40 years ago? So they've commended one in 40 years,
yeah,
one black conservative.
It's ridiculous to say the Republican Party was the only... The Republican Party moved away from the... moved away from the Civil Rights Act soon after it was passed, for the most part. And they've been voting to try to repeal it ever since, whenever they had the chance. Since the Supreme Court made the ruling, anyway. Up until then, they were too embarrassed to vote against it, for the most part. But it was a matter of states' rights, and those very same people who were doing all those things in the Democratic Party, they are all now Republicans, and they haven't changed their views a whole lot.
Okay.
Well, and Cruz is lying about the bill. The bill does all sorts of good things about getting people out and through the system quickly, not getting in automatically, only getting in at certain points. It sets all that up. And it doesn't allow 5,000 people a day before the border can be shut down. It allows 500 contacts a day, and those in the new system would be getting quicker hearings and out more quickly.
Okay, we'll give you the final word.
It's people they were sending back.
Okay.
Also.
Hey, listen, we got to move on. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call. 570-743-9565. We have a break coming up. Joe, you wanted 1 minute, and I can give you 1 minute. Go ahead.
All right. Quickly, the three things that I remember about the State of the Union recently, maybe you can help me out, was I think Obama was giving one, and the one representative, he was talking about Obamacare, and the representative yelled out, "You lie." You recall that? Was that?
Yeah,
quickly,
I do
remember.
I'll
move on to number two then.
Right.
I think Obama was talking, I forget about what, but he said, well, he gave like the side eye to the Supreme Court that were sitting right there. Had something to do with one of their rulings, I think. And then Pelosi, the big one, when she tore up Donald Trump's
speech. Yeah, I wonder
speech
if Mike,
afterwards.
I wonder if Mike Johnson's. I wonder if Mike Johnson's going to tear
Mike
up.
Mike Johnson doing that.
Yeah,
that's
what I wonder. I wonder if Mike Johnson's going to do that this evening. Okay, Joe, thank you. We have to take a quick break. We appreciate your call. We have another caller on the line. Dick, hang on from Milton. We'll get to you in just a moment.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
It's time to put your best foot forward for some warm weather fun. First, visit Mifflinburg Variety, your family footwear store. They have all the popular names like New Balance, Saucony, Wolverine, Timberland Pro, Under Armour, and plenty more. Mifflinburg Variety has all the equipment you need for outdoor fun like camping, fishing and hunting gear, and sporting equipment from Outdoor Research, Marmot, Remington, and Winchester. There's kitchen and household items by Cuisinart and Hamilton Beach. Plus, they carry toys and gifts by Melissa and Doug, Ertl, and lots more. All at Mifflinburg Variety, your family's variety store in the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center, Mifflinburg.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Tournament time. We'll talk about it today. 1 to 3, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, welcome back on board the program. We have one caller on the line. Time for another caller, too. 570-743-9565. Dick from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
You said about trying to find this stuff. I sat here finding it while you were just talking to your callers, and it's not hard to find this stuff about this guy from North Carolina. The only reason I researched it the other night is because he won that election for it, and I couldn't believe that there's people down there were going to elect a guy like this. And it just and I'm just a Hitler quoting extremist. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the leading Republican candidate, a Hitler quoting gay bashing conspiracy flouting anti-Semite, is on track to clinch the GOP gubernatorial nomination. And then when he was confronted with this week, he said, I've just been misquoted. That was his defense. I've just been misquoted. Now, the guy's been talking like this for a long time. His biggest thing is he thinks that Hitler had a right to express white pride, which he did. But he took to extremists by eliminating a lot of Jews. That's my point.
Okay.
But you say you can't find this stuff. I don't know where you look, because it's not hard to find this stuff. If you just type it in and Google it, you can find it all over the place.
Right.
Some places you may not agree with. You may not like the sites it comes from, but that's the way it is. I can't control what people put on this internet, and you can't either. You have people on both sides that quote stuff from the internet.
Yeah, I was looking up the specific quotation about the
Holocaust. All I'm telling you is Google the guy, and you'll find all these quotes.
I can't find that one, but I found plenty that say he's made anti-Semitic comments in the past and that the Jews are concerned about him. I found plenty of that. I found stories that he apologized for his past remarks, whether or not he still believes them is, I guess, material, but, you know, how will we ever know what's in the guy's heart?
I guess my point is, Joe, and I'm 80 years old, and say I listen to stuff all day long. I hear lots of people, even on your show, that I know deep down inside don't like blacks and don't like Jews and don't like gays. Whether they do or not, that's their business. But there's a lot of people that are running for offices that don't like this stuff. There's people running all over Florida that want to ban all kinds of books in Texas. That bothers me a lot. When pretty soon you'll go to the library and there'll be no books there except maybe. Miss Uncle Remus or something, or maybe not even that, Piggly Wiggly. That's what bothers me. If you don't like a book, don't read it.
Well, I agree.
But you don't have to take every book out of circulation.
No, you're absolutely correct. You don't have
but
to take
every book. But, you know, that's what it's coming to. That's what, and not just in Florida and Texas, that's going to be happening all over the United States. Because groups, mothers don't want their kids even thinking that anything goes on in the world. I'm going to tell you a real quick thing.
Sure.
There was a really, 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 really great quarterback, and his sister was a good athlete out in California, and their dad kept them so isolated from anything, and they both ended up as a drug addict because he was treated as Mr. Milquetoast by his father. So you can overreact with your kids even some days by keeping them away from stuff.
Yeah.
And then they want to go experience it.
Well, you're right. I mean, people do, you know, want to find out for themselves what's going on in the world in a lot of instances. I think as parents, we try to protect our children, at least to the extent that what they are subjected to is appropriate for their age, that they can deal with it and understand it. To the extent that mothers want to keep things like bestiality and transvestite stuff out of their kids' minds until they're old enough to process it, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And one other thing you guys talked about earlier, any other countries that allow illegal immigrants. Well, how do all these illegal immigrants get into Mexico? They're coming from South America. They must leave them in. If nobody else does, they just didn't hop in from South America and show up at the border. They had to get into Mexico, right, which leads me to believe that Mexico allows illegal immigrants. You said nobody does.
I was reading a text from one of our listeners.
My point being is that if they get into Mexico, Mexico must allow illegal immigrants. That's my point.
Well, maybe they aren't doing anything to stop it. You got a good point. I mean, if they're coming from Guatemala and other places, they had to walk through Mexico first, right?
Right.
I can't disagree with you on that.
So why doesn't, you know, there must not be much of an effort to keep them out of Mexico.
Well, if you remember, President Trump tried to get the Mexicans to close their southern border. If you recall that, he made quite an effort to get that done.
And how'd that work out?
Well, they did it at the time, but they're not doing it now because Joe Biden didn't make it a priority.
Well, I told you before, I'm not voting for Biden and I'm not voting
right
for Trump.
I know.
I didn't in the last election. And you know my reasons for it, because it was damn mishandling of classified information, which
right
was my field.
I understand.
I just can't believe anybody could be that cavalier with that kind of stuff.
No, you're right, and they shouldn't be. No argument there.
But he was, and he is, and he doesn't care. And most people listen to your character, they don't care either. They don't care if you give away every secret in the world to somebody.
Yeah, well,
and obviously they don't care. They don't give a damn. That's my point.
It's unfortunate, but you know I think both of them should have had their fannies spanked for being that cavalier with secret material. I mean, it's
well, as I know, you and I are same age at 80, and I wouldn't vote for you, and I wouldn't vote for me either.
Okay.
Not that you wouldn't make a decent president. I know I wouldn't, but I know I wouldn't vote for you either. You're too damn old, and so am I. That's the way it is.
Well, yeah, but we're old, but we still can think.
I don't like to think. Both those guys can think, but I don't like what they're thinking.
Hey, I always appreciate your call. We don't always agree, but you always make sense, and you always have well-thought-out comments and remarks. And
well, if I make sense, and if you think I make sense, I don't know how you think anybody else that calls you makes any sense. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now listen, different opinions are what make this country great. If we all believe the same thing, there wouldn't be a need for a program like this where people can call in and express their views. We'd all be saying, oh, I agree with that. Oh, I agree with that. The program would last maybe 10 minutes while one person expressed the views of everybody in the world. The diversity of thought and opinion, I think, is what drives our republic. And I think it's the best thing that we have going for us, that we can disagree, we can talk about different issues, we can feel differently. I honestly do believe, despite what Chris said, that the liberals treat black conservatives entirely differently than they treat other black people. You know, a black conservative is a threat to the Democrats, in my opinion. You know, you may disagree with that. And if you do, you're entitled to call this program and talk about it. But I did find a story, and this is from a publication called The Jewish Insider, about Mark Robinson. It said, Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina and a leading Republican candidate for governor, now is a candidate, found his efforts to declare solidarity with Israel backfiring by drawing renewed scrutiny to his long history of invoking anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and casting doubt on the Holocaust. Robinson, while briefly serving as acting governor 2 weeks ago, sought to downplay his past social media comments at a press event held in the state legislature, where he acknowledged that there have been some Facebook posts that were poorly worded on my part, but stressed there is no anti-Semitism standing here in front of you. So, and he says, we've dealt with the Facebook posts and moved past them. Newly elected social media comments, however, show that Robinson's well-documented history of incendiary online activity is even more extensive than his remarks at the press conference indicate. Hey, thanks for joining us this week. It's been a fun week. We're going to do it all again starting Monday on The Mark. Thanks so much for being with us. Brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury. Barry.